your eyes upon Jesus. We're going to continue our study on spirit, soul, and body. And we've already talked about growing in the spirit through prayer. We've talked about growing in the spirit through studying the Word of God. Tonight we're going to talk about growing in the spirit by staying focused on Christ. Focusing on Christ. And I was doing a Bible study, and we're going to get into this much deeper when we get into the soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. But we're going to find that every bad decision that you make results from taking your eyes off of Christ, off of His Word, and focusing either on your emotions, on your circumstances, or on the people around you. And those three things take the place of our focus on Christ, and we find we are in a mess. And if we can train, and it is training, if you can get yourself to seek first the kingdom of God, find out what the Bible says about it, pray about it, get into the Word about it, focus on Christ about it, it's amazing how much better your life goes because the decisions are in line with what God is able to bless. But how many of us, me especially, I'm talking to myself now, have made some of the dumbest mistakes in my whole life by getting my eyes off of Christ? And you know, deep down, you know they're wrong decisions. But you rationalize it to the finality of it and decide you can work your way through it. And then you find out that you didn't remember or take into consideration a whole lot of things, and you end up in a mess. And I will tell you, if we learn to seek first, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His right way of doing things. That's righteousness, His right way of doing things. Then everything that we're trying to obtain in our own strength is going to be added to us anyway. Because Psalm chapter 37 says that when you honor God, He will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. And that's just a way of saying, seek first the kingdom of God, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. But we take our eyes off of Christ, and we go after those desires of our heart. And Christ becomes second, third, and fourth in the process. And there are going to be some times when the decision that you want to make is not the decision that Scripture tells you you should make. And then you got to make a decision. Am I going to take my eyes off the goal? Am I going to go with my emotions? Am I going to consider the people in the situation? Am I going to look at the circumstances and say, this is a mess, I've got to fix it? Yeah. I will tell you, God will allow. He will allow you to be in situations, not because He wants you to have a miserable life, but just to show you that when you continue to seek Him first, He can do miraculous things in your life.
Amen.
He can do the miraculous things. And if you've said, oh my goodness, I've messed up, well, I have good news for you. God's the God of second chances, and third chances, and fourth chances, and fifth chances, and tenth chances, and 20th chances. He won't give up on you. He will not give up on you. So if you haven't been doing this, let's agree that tonight we are going to start seeking first the kingdom of God, and our focus is always going to be on God first. And we're going to just see some amazing, amazing things happen. We're going to look at the Scripture tonight and talk about that. All these things will be added unto you. You see, I would challenge every one of you to go home tonight and write down your top 10. That is the top 10 desires of your heart. If you don't have 10, good for you. Write down your top whatever. But write down your top 10. Actually put them in front of you. And then say, you know what, God? All of this is second to me seeking you. And then start checking the list off as he adds them unto you. Because he will do what he said he would do. I'm one of those that gets ahead of God. That I've made my decisions based on what other people thought or other people involved in the situation. I've made decisions based on emotion. I've done things out of anger instead of stopping and seeking God. I've done things just because I thought I should without seeking God. But I also want to tell you that as I have learned to seek God, it's made all the difference in the world. Amen. It is a wonderful way to live. And you know, he has done more in our lives and in this ministry with me stepping back and saying, we're going to do it God's way, than he ever could have done if I just continued doing it my way. Do I still do it my way? Oh yeah, I still mess up, but I want to tell you that we serve a God full of grace and glory. We serve a God that is full of mercy. We serve a God who says, you know what? I have died for that. And I have redeemed that. Your debt is paid. Now let's get back with the program. So if you are here tonight, I want to encourage you with this, to seek God first. This is encouragement. This is something that will change your life significantly. It will. It will allow you to walk on water.
Amen.
Yeah, miracles. I'm talking miracles. You will see tremendous breakthrough. And we're going to look at that tonight, I think. But first of all, we're going to go to 2 Chronicles. It's in the Old Testament. It's behind, their first five books are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So there's the first five books, and then you get into a bunch of other books. And 2 Chronicles is about three or four books after that. And I want to go to chapter 31. 2 Chronicles chapter 31. Okay, I'll actually put 21 on there, but I'm going to start with verse 20. This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord. He was seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and to the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly. And so he prospered. Do you see that? He just said, you know what? I am going to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And so he prospered. You see, we try to create our own. And you can't. You cannot. It's very interesting. You are going to see some tremendous things happen. And you know, we look, I could go into a whole thing here about, I know a lot of you are thinking, well, what about this person? They're not even a Christian, and they're prospering, and here I am trying to do everything right, and nothing right is happening for me. I can take you to scripture after scripture after scripture. First of all, when they are doing well, you just say, praise the Lord, because one thing God has promised is that the wicked are laying up their wealth for the righteous. So you just want to hope that they just do better and better and better, because they're laying up their wealth for the righteous. You see, I could go into verse after verse after verse. God says that they are like the grass. They will wither and fade away. And, you know, death is the great equalizer. When they stand before God, he really isn't going to care, is he? He's going to want to know, did you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Yes. You see, but the key here is that when Hezekiah did that, and so he prospered. Now I want you to go back toward the front of the Bible a little bit more, and you're going to come to Joshua. It's right after Deuteronomy, and it's the first chapter of Joshua. So it's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse 7. Actually, we'll probably read through verse 9 because it's all so absolutely amazing. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn it from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. You see, when you turn to the right and left, you're taking your eyes off of Jesus Christ. When you take your eyes off of Jesus Christ, you're going to look to the right and you're going to look to the left. But as long as you keep your eyes straight ahead and do not look to the right or to the left, you're going to be successful wherever you go. That's what he says here. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law my servant Moses gave you. That's another way of saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
And stay in the word.
Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. That's right, staying in the word. We've already talked about praying. We've talked about staying in the word. This is all growing in the spirit. Focusing on Christ. How do you focus on Christ? Staying in the word and praying. Okay? Do not let this book of law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Stay in the word so that you can be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So, what is the key to success? The world is going to tell you there's all kinds of keys to success. You can buy books that say 3 steps to success. You can buy books that then say 5 steps to success. Then you can buy a book that says 10 steps to success. And then you can find the right personality for a successful life. And you can go on and on. How to invest your money so you can be successful. I mean, you can buy every kind of book there is to tell you how to be successful. But there's only one book that really knows the truth about being successful, and it's the Word of God. Yeah. And the Word of God says, you grow in the Spirit, you get in the Word, you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Amen.
That's the key to success. Right there it is. I don't have anything against education, but I'm here to tell you, it's not the key to success. I know a lot of educated idiots. How about it? Right. Right. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. You see, yeah, you get into the Word. And you're going to be successful. That's what the Word promises. And God cannot break his word. But it's not going to happen the way people say. Now I want to talk to you about something. Let's turn into the right and turn into the left. I know because I've done it so many times. I say, okay, God, I'm going to seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness. I'm going to do it your way, and I'll go along. And that same thing, weakness, that always gets me, a sail at Talbot's, and there I am. Right. Or whatever the next weakness is. Oh, you know, they're all going to this thing. I'm going to go do that. Oh, they are. Whatever it is, we turn to the right and we turn to the left. And before you know it, we've gone right back to where we were before. We have gone right back to where we were before. And then we start over again. I want to let you know something. You cannot do this in your own strength. This comes by getting in the Word and praying. There is a process to growing in the Spirit. You focus on Christ after you have developed your prayer life and after you've gotten in the Word. And developing your prayer life isn't learning how to pray these big prayers. It is just getting in the habit of saying, before I do anything, I am praying to God about it first. Yes. And if you just say, God, I don't know what to do. I need your help. You have done a great job.
Yes.
And then you get in the Word, and if the Word tells you to do something different than what you're trying to do, do what the Word says. But you're not going to do it on your own strength, because I'll tell you, I've tried it. And I'm pretty stubborn. Any of you that know me know that I'm a pretty stubborn person. I'm pretty strong-willed. But I can't do it. We cannot do this on our own. It only comes by God working in our lives and us growing in the Spirit from glory to glory to glory. You see, we can't go back. We can't go back. We don't want to go back ever again. Amen?
Amen.
And it's growing from glory to glory to glory. We say that all the time. How many of you have said it? How many of you have heard it? Yeah, I tell you all the time, we're growing. We're changing from glory to glory to glory. What does that mean? Yeah, let's talk about that just for a minute, because if you get this picture in your mind, it's going to make a whole lot more sense to you. Okay? I'm a scale. Okay? The word glory actually means weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, of a scale. And when I glorify God, I am saying I am putting all of my weight behind what He says. And when I glorify myself or someone else, I'm saying that I am putting what I think, what I value, what is important to me behind them on that side of the scale. And your scale should always be getting more and more and more weight and more glory in what the Word of God says and what He's doing. So if somebody tells you you're looking pretty heavy, say, yeah, my scales are really heavy. You see, that's what it means growing from glory to glory to glory. That things in my life, more and more and more, are determined by God and God alone so that He gets the glory.
Amen.
So that He gets the credit.
Yes.
That's what it means to grow from glory to glory to glory. Cindy.
It's like when John the Baptist said that we need less of me and more of Him.
Right.
So that's going from
glory to glory.
More of him.
And it's very interesting. God is so gracious. He is just so wonderful. That when we say less of me and more of Him, you know what He does? He gives me more of me. He satisfies the desires of my heart.
Amen.
And then I give Him more glory, and then He just says, oh, I just want to show favor and blessing on her. The blessings of Abraham, look them up. He says, I want to do that. I died for that. They are my children. I want them to be prosperous. I want them to be successful. And you know what? We put a dam in that, and we stop that whole process by doing it our own way. But you see, we're never going back, amen?
Yeah.
We're not going to go back to that. We are going to determine right here and now that we are going to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto us. That is the key to being successful, amen?
Amen.